The Silk Road Ensemble, which performs November 5th at Penn State, is a group of musicians from around the globe that blend diverse musical styles. WPSU's Christine Allen spoke with one of the group's co-artistic directors, Nicholas Court, about what makes Silk Road unique.
This is the Silk Road Ensemble, founded by cellist Yo-Yo Ma in 1999.
There were 60 musicians. We premiered 15 new pieces. You know, it was a beautiful cacophony, is the best way I could describe it.
Nicholas Cord is one of two co-artistic directors of the Silk Road Ensemble.
Silk Road was Yo-Yo's brainchild in a lot of ways, and I think Yo-Yo had always had an idea, you know, in his life to do something of this magnitude.
What Yo-Yo Ma did, Cord says, was to bring together a diverse group of musicians from around the world to blend their musical styles.
It's a feeling that he's instilled in all of us. Music and the instruments that we play is merely a tool. What we're really trying to do is connect people and connect cultures and sharing cultural collaboration as a window into a better society.
Cord says Silk Road performs music from many cultures and commissions new works for their unusual combinations of instruments.
In every tour, we do a lot of premiering of new work.
Silk Road doesn't bring all 60 musicians to every show. They perform around the world in various smaller groupings, so any new music they play has to work for the particular combination of instruments they have at a given show.
We've commissioned probably over 100 works, you know, I don't think I have a running tally, but with a group as diverse as ours in terms of instrumentation and traditions, we have to create a lot of our own music.
Another large part of Silk Road's repertoire is traditional music and some composed works that are hundreds of years old.
And there's always a conversation between tradition and innovation, and I think that's been one of the driving engines of Silk Road all these many years.
Cord himself is now a driving force for Silk Road as one of the group's co-artistic directors.
We have two right now.
Yo-Yo Ma no longer directs Silk Road, although he occasionally plays with the group. So the group's future direction is in the hands of Cord and his co-artistic director, percussionist Shane Shanahan.
Wonderful percussionist who specializes in all kinds of different world percussion styles and, you know, is a master of many, many, many instruments.
When you watch the Silk Road Ensemble, you see intensity and joy on their faces, movement to the music, and plenty of interaction between these musicians. And when someone in the group gets a solo, they really let loose. You might think you're at a jazz concert.
There's a good deal of improvisation, but there's a lot of music that is also through written. And I think as a performer, it's always nice when the audience can't tell where those lines are. But typically speaking, in a Silk Road concert, there is a high degree of improvisation.
The diversity of sounds you hear at a Silk Road concert is matched by the visual elements. You're bound to see some instruments that you look at and wonder, what is that?
To me, what's really unusual is the combination of instruments. We've never toured with this instrumentation before.
In tomorrow night's concert at Penn State, Silk Road musicians will blend improvised electronics with classical stringed instruments, a trumpet, and traditional instruments like the kamanche, a kind of Iranian fiddle, and the pipa.
Well, the pipa is a Chinese plucked instrument, has four strings. The pipa is played on the lap, but in a vertical way.
Nicholas Cord loves his time on stage, blending different cultures with Silk Road. But for him, it's about more than just music.
For me, it becomes like a model of a society that I really want to live in all the time. There's an element of fun, of exploration, you know, sometimes being out of your comfort zone, but being supported by those around you. There's a feeling of sharing with each other, but also with the audience. It's like the moment that we all cherish and live for.
13 members of the Silk Road Ensemble will enjoy one of those cherished moments tomorrow night at Penn State. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.
You can see a documentary film about Silk Road Monday evening at 7 at the Hub on Penn State's University Park campus, and the Silk Road concert Tuesday evening at 7:30 in Penn State's Eisenhower Auditorium. You find details on both events on our community calendar at wpsu.org/radio.